Sebastian Helke now joins us on the programme to talk about the marathon which he's running this weekend in aid of the Emer Casey Foundation. We'll say hello to Sebastian first.
Hello everyone. Hi guys, this is Sebastian here.
Many thanks, Sam, for joining us on the programme, Sebastian. Of course, you're well known around y'all, and you're always seen, you've always been seen out running and jogging and swimming, so you're a well-known person within the town now.
Yes, I'm always doing triathlons, and this year, it's a different year. I decided to get ready for full marathon and support Emer Casey Foundation.
Brilliant. And of course, you were training, I believe, for the up-and-coming Cork City Marathon, obviously not going ahead now due to the COVID pandemic.
Exactly. Yep. The race is usually in June bank holiday weekend. It was postponed to September and eventually cancelled. So I'm going to do it on the 6th of September. That's the date.
Brilliant. And the most important thing here is that you are raising funds for the Emer Casey Foundation. How did that all come about?
Emer Casey Foundation had 10K run in Yalltown. It was my first ever run, my first ever experience running. It was 2010. And then after that, I took up training for triathlons, racing every year for Emer Casey run, 10K run. Then it was 5K in town, and this year there is no racing, and I decided to do full marathon instead.
Great. It sounds like you really enjoyed doing that run as well back in those years.
Oh, yes. Running is very enjoyable, and I love training for running races.
And tell us how your training has went for this marathon over the last couple of months.
So I started my training 16 weeks ago. I did 16 weeks plan. Every fourth week, I did some kind of test in town. After 4 weeks, it was 5 kilometers, and on week 8, 10 kilometers. I did half marathon recently, 3 weeks ago, and eventually this Sunday I'm going to run full marathon.
Sounds like it's going to be a great morning this weekend. It's getting underway at hoping to start at around 6:45 a.m. at Green Park. Is that right?
Exactly, 6:45 from the Green Park, and I'm going to run Friar Street under the Clock Gate Tower as far as Millennium Garden of Time, and then turn right and go back to town. So if you want to support, Market Square would be a great spot to support me from one side and the other side.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be loads of people out supporting you, because you're going to have supporting athletes as well helping you out at the weekend on Sunday morning.
Yes, Yall Athletic Club is going to support me with runners pacing me and helping me to keep up with the distance.
Yeah, and you have a goal, and the goal is to break 3 hours. How do you think you'll fare out with that, Sebastian?
That's the plan. Like I said, I did my half marathon 3 weeks ago, and I did 1 hour and 20 minutes. So I'm thinking I'm well able to break 3 hours on Sunday, hopefully.
Cool. We'll be keeping an eye on that. We're looking forward to coming out and supporting you. And just for people, I know people have been donating already. You have a GoFundMe page set up, and how can people find that? Just Google it.
I have. Yes. You can go to my Facebook page, and there is a link to GoFundMe website, and you can support Emer Casey Foundation.
Brilliant. And I'm sure everyone will be supporting you over the next couple of days. We're looking forward to that on Sunday morning. Sebastian will be out supporting you. We're wishing you the very best of luck. No doubt we'll speak to you after the marathon on Sunday morning. And I know you were coaching another lad that was raising funds, I think, for the All Lifeboat last weekend. Is that right?
That's Philip, my brother-in-law. Yes, I'm coaching and helping, supporting Philip since his primary school, actually.
Very good. He's another person now that has been seen running the roads of y'all over the last couple of months, and huge credit must go to both of you, because I know the All Lifeboat were on the radio here last week and giving out the details about that. So like, you're raising great funds for two very local important charities. That's great work, Sebastian.
Thank you very much, Barry.
And as I said, we look forward to seeing you in action on Sunday morning, and we'll catch up with you after the marathon. Best wishes, and fair play to you.
Excellent. Thank you very much.